on my on my teaching blog.
What's that? Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Tupos.
Tupos? Good to meet you. Brad.
Brad.
Yeah.
You're my neighbor. I love you. I was just street preaching in the Dells.
Were you really?
I'm a follower of Jesus Christ.
Oh, is that your car out
That's
there?
That's our van out there.
Okay, yeah.
I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I don't want to bother whatever you're doing.
No, you're fine.
If you go to my website, don'tperish.com, click on the teaching blog. On the teaching blog, I take you to an article. And it's called Roman Catholicism versus God's Word. And what I've done is I go through 10 points of your own catechism.
Sure.
And I take you to God's Word. And I lovingly teach you why what the Roman Catholic, you're Roman Catholic, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I didn't think you were Orthodox.
Just a seminarian, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, good. Maybe I caught you early.
Yeah, yeah.
So I teach people that the Word of God is the truth and the way. And what has happened in the Roman Catholic faith is they accept the Word of God to a certain degree, but then they accept the magisterium and they accept their traditions. But Paul said something, you know, the Pope doesn't have this. Ready? Paul met Jesus Christ in person in Acts 9. I think you probably believe that.
Oh,
it's in
yeah.
Acts 9. The Pope never has. And Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 2 to keep the traditions that he's handed down. And so the Roman Catholics are keeping the traditions the popes have handed down. And they always tell me that Peter was the first pope. Well, then Peter's a liar. Because in the book of, I think it's 1 Peter, Peter says, I'm the first pope. No. Peter says, I'm the leader of the church. No. Peter says, I'm a fellow elder. Peter admits he's just an elder. So what I would like you to do, my email and everything's on there, go look at that article, Roman Catholicism, Catechism versus 10 points in God's Word, and then you can email me, and then I would love to have discourse with you. Email or call me on the phone, and we can go over. I want to spare you and save you from Roman Catholicism that can't save you. We're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, by repentance to Him, and we must be born again. That's not water dipped when you were a baby. My family was Roman Catholic. They dipped me as a baby. I was 18 years old. Yeah. I was a worldly, carnal, fighting drunk.
Whoa.
I was not born of God. That baptism as a baby didn't save me. We must be born again by the Spirit of God. And the fruit that we're born of the Spirit of God is holiness and obedience to the scriptures and the traditions that Jesus handed down. And then we must endure in the faith. So we have a few things that we agree with the Roman Catholic faith.
Okay.
The evangelicals will tell you, faith alone, grace alone. That's a lie. You're not saved by faith alone, grace alone. You're saved by faith through grace, but it's never alone. That's my wife right there. If I love her and I'm faithful to her, our love isn't just one thing. It's faithfulness, obedience, care. And so we're not saved by grace through faith alone. And we also agree with the Roman Catholics that you have to endure. You can turn away, fall away. So we have that in common, but where we fall short, or where we would fall apart from each other, is keeping things like confession to the priest. Oh, we should confess one to another. Priests don't have power to forgive you. The blood and the wine.
Which I would agree with you there. I would agree with you there.
Yeah, the blood and the wine is not the real body and blood of Jesus. In John 6, he goes through this whole dissertation. And if you really read the Bible, Jesus always spoke in parables, and he had a purpose. He was God. He could see the heart. He always had a purpose to either draw men to him, or he knew they weren't going to follow him, push him away. The reason he pushed cannibalism, why do you think he did that? The Jews knew how heinous it was. And those Jewish leaders were his enemies. And he drove them away with the idea of cannibalism. Eat his flesh. Who could bear this? Then later in John 6, at the end, he says, my words are spirit. And then he doesn't give us the Lord's Supper until way longer in Matthew 23, I think, Matthew 26. He gives us the Lord's Supper. So there's a bunch of man-made traditions that the Roman Catholics have brought in, praying to Mary. Mary needed a Savior. She said so herself. And so I encourage you to go. You've been gracious. Go to that article. You're going to lose your soul following man-made traditions. In Mark 7, Jesus said, the keeping of man-made traditions makes your worship of God in vain. And the Catholic Church, Jesus said, you know a tree by its fruit. The Catholic Church is full of sin and wickedness. It's the richest business in the world. It's full of sexual perversion. You know that's true. The popes have hidden it. They proved that Pope John was moving predators around rather than throwing them out. And I'm not going to make you guilty of that, but Paul said bad company corrupts, 1 Corinthians 15 and 1 Corinthians 14. bad company corrupts. And there is no disorder in God. He's a God of not confusion, right? So I would encourage you to test your faith. If you're a seminarian, there's time for you to not make that total commitment and follow Christ instead of a man-made religion that can't save you. And last thing, ready? Hopefully this will shock you. I can't prove it. It's not dogmatic, meaning 100%, but I believe there's great evidence. If you read the book of Revelation, I actually believe the Roman Catholic system is the harlot the Bible talks about. And the reason I believe that is it talks about the city, which comes from the city of Seven Hills. What's the city of Seven Hills in all the world? I only know of one. Rome. It's called the city of Seven Hills. It says she's dressed in purple and scarlet. You ever seen when they do their ordinations with the cardinals and the popes? Purple and scarlet. It says she's drank the blood of the saints. The Roman Catholics throughout the ages have murdered, some historians say, 50 million people in the name of God. Jesus wouldn't murder people. And so I really believe that the Roman Catholic system is the harlot. Now, let me be fair. I just called out a lady down there that was preaching Jehovah's Witness. You can see it. We just put our street preaching videos up. I called her out. I call out the evangelicals.
Sure.
Because they are the daughters of the harlot. They've come out. But Luther took a lot of stuff from the Catholic Church with him. Christmas, pagan holiday, God didn't ordain.
Sure, yeah.
Here's one for you. You're a seminarian. How many days did Jesus say he'd be in the grave? Do you remember? 3 days and three nights. Mm-hmm. Would you say Jesus is a liar? No. Can you get 3 days and three nights from Friday, Good Friday, which is a Roman Catholic holiday? Can you get 3 days and three nights from, that's 72 hours, from Friday night to Sunday morning resurrection? Can you get 72 hours in there?
Sorry, what are you trying to say?
Can you get 72 hours from Friday night to Sunday morning?
There's a follow-up to that.
What's the follow-up?
Well,
it's a lie. Good Friday's a lie. He didn't die on Good Friday. That's a Roman Catholic tradition. That's a lie. Revelation 22, 14, 15 says, whoever loves and practices a lie will be put outside of the kingdom. Yeah. Jesus died on Wednesday. He died on right before the high Sabbath on a Thursday.
Yeah.
He's in the grave 3 days, three nights. And here's, this is beautiful. He rises on Saturday before Sunday. He's gone before Sunday. Do you know why he rose on Saturday? Hebrews 4 says he's our Sabbath rest. He is the Lord of the Sabbath. Yeah. So Sunday as the Lord's Day is another man-made tradition. The Bible doesn't teach that anywhere. They took the sun god day and plugged it in as the new Christian day. They took the solstice and plugged in Christmas. They took Ishtar and plugged in Resurrection Sunday. These are all man-made traditions. So you're keeping and practicing a way that can't save you. And maybe you grew up in this. I don't know if anybody's ever told you the truth. My whole family was Roman Catholic, but before, it's an amazing story. I had five brothers and sisters. My mother was a wayward Catholic, but she still believed in Catholicism. She made my dad, who was pretty much led around by my mom, put my five older brothers and sisters through catechism. I always tell people this story, and I believe that God has his finger on his people that he knows are going to serve him. God knew in the beginning if I was going to serve him or not, if I was going to bend my will. He knew before I even did. The Bible says that God loved us while we were sinners, and he sent Christ. You know what happened when it got time for me to go to catechism? All my brothers and sisters went to catechism. They saw the hypocrisy of the church. They saw the lies, the errors, the sin. And all of my brothers and sisters, two of them died. But to this day, none of them want to serve God. You know why? They saw the Catholic Church and they said, we hate God because of what we saw. It got this my turn. It got to my turn. And you know what happened? This is amazing. My agnostic, feminized father, he was agnostic, didn't even know if he believed in God. When it was my turn to go to catechism, he stood up to my mother and said, he's not going. And my mother told me the story before she died. She looked at him, she said, what? He said, he's not going. I don't want him to go.
Wow.
And she said, why? He said, I don't know, but he's not going. All the rest of them went. My agnostic father spared me from that indoctrination into their catechism, their false ways that turn many people against God and away from the true gospel and life-saving, the path to eternal life through Christ. So I like to preach that to people because my father, God, through my heavenly father, through my earthly dad, spared me. And I like to tell people that. So if you're willing to turn your life and surrender and follow Christ no matter what, God will start making a way if you really are His.
Oh, yeah.
God will make a way for you. But if you go along with man-made religion, you have no hope. Any questions, any challenges, any... You've been gracious. I'm a street preacher. I talk a lot.
Yeah. My heart goes out to where the Catholic Church has hurt people.
It's all over.
I'm definitely in that place where, like, I grew up where... Yeah, there wasn't that relatability. There wasn't that truth kind of preached, and there was weird things emphasized. So that hurts. Yeah, to hear it from you and your family.
See, the thing is, this whole system of cathedrals and stuff. God did away with all of that. He did away with the priesthood.
Sure.
We're now all the priests. We're now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Mm. You look at that whole system. What the Roman Catholic Church did is it's a merging of paganism, Roman paganism. I'm Catholic. Ready? What does Catholic mean? Have they taught you that yet?
Universal, yeah.
I'm part of the universal body of Christ. You know what I'm not? Yeah. I'm not Roman Catholic. Mm. The Roman Catholic Church merged Christianity with a bunch of pagan ways and took Christianity backwards. They brought back the cathedral. They brought back the priesthood that controlled. They brought back the sacrifice system. And they say no, but it's true. They keep re-sacrificing Christ in that mass. They put him in the monstrance and they make it an idolatrous, blasphemous thing. And my article covers all that because I love Roman Catholics and I want them to see the truth. I want them to repent, but it will cost you everything. You'll lose that collar, which that collar sets you apart as a man. The Bible tells us not to do that. The Bible says not to set ourselves up. You know, Jesus talked about, watch out for those Pharisees. They wear the longest tassels, the longest robes, and they stand on the corners to set themselves off in religiosity when the greatest man that ever lived, John the Baptist, in John 3:30 said, we should decrease so we could increase in Christ. So we don't belong to any organization, you're probably wondering. We don't have any man-made organization. We're Christ's. We follow the Word of God. We're part of the universal body of Christ.
There's no accountability or just authority.
No accountability. Well, tell me about the accountability of the Roman Catholic Church. They teach all these heresies, all these lies. They have pedophiles.
You can point out examples all day.
Well, that's like sin. Anything,
right?
And if they don't repent of it, they're all going to suffer the wrath of God. Jesus said, few. Few are going to find eternal life, and in Greek, that word means puny. So there is accountability. I have accountability of other saints I know. I have accountability by the Word of God, and I totally agree with a local established body. I travel full time. That's our house, and I support myself. I don't take money like the Catholic Church. The Pope sits on thrones of gold. The people of God keep the Word of God, and they don't need a hierarchy system, but I fully agree with the local body. And what did the local body always have? An established local body. Paul. See, Paul sets the standard because he got it from Christ. The local body always had multiple elders. Not a pope, not a bishop, multiple bishops, presbyters, overseers. But what happens is you see now, they put these popes and these bishops in control, and it's this whole bloated system. So it's not true that you could say, you can point out, I'm modeling myself after the New Testament. Other than sinful men that fell into sin, like Peter, he had to repent. Like Paul, he had to repent. Like Simon the sorcerer had to repent. Yeah, we're all sinful. We can fall into sin. But we don't live in sin. We don't live in false tradition. Because the Bible says if you keep willful sin in Hebrews 10, there's no sacrifice. So I would encourage you to test yourself, go a lot deeper. And if you just study the Word of God and let that be your source of truth, there's no way you could be Roman Catholic. You need all their false traditions. You need all those false ways. And they're going to lead you astray. So check out that article. You got my email. I'd love to have you refute what I've said in there.
It's hard to make a claim of like 2,000 years worth of tradition is just wrong.
Really? Like when you compare it to the Word of God, Jesus said we live by every word of our mouth of God, Matthew 4:4.
And I guess too, what I struggle with too is a good-hearted Roman Catholic following and not being close to sin and just...
You are in sin.
Being in good conscience.
Right.
How could you be in a state to name and judge your heart like that is hell?
Well,
right,
because
there.
If you're not born of God, you're not going to enter the kingdom. And most Catholics aren't born of God because the fruit I preached to you, the gospel, is when you're born of God, the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
How do you get born of God?
How do you get born of God? I preached to you by placing your faith in Jesus Christ. His death, burial, and resurrection is the only way. Mm-hmm. And through repentance, which means changing my mind. I was a worldly, carnal, drunk drunken man.
Well, what else? Change your mind.
I had to change my mind, and when I changed my mind, I had to change my ways, which means I was going this way in the world. When I repented and put my faith in Jesus, I had to go this way to Christ and His Word.
Amen. And in the change ways.
And in Acts 5, God says He gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey Him. Roman Catholics, for the most part, just like evangelicals, they don't want to obey God. You know why? Because if you obey God, you know what it's going to cost you? It's going to cost you your outfit, your priest garb and collar and everything. It's going to cost you your family traditions. Your whole family's going to disown you. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. Her whole family disowned her when she turned away from man-made religion. We're fair. We're not just against Roman Catholics. All those religions, all those denominations are false. She lost everything. They are. They are. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life, not these thousands and millions of people in these denominations. What's your first name?
Brad.
Brad, look at America. Ready? 250 years of denominational church. And how long has the Roman Catholics been here? For the Puritans kept them out for a long time, but they got in by putting in hospitals. But the Roman Catholics have been here for several centuries. Look at the fruit of America. The fruit of America is a man doesn't know he's a man. A woman doesn't know she's a woman. We're murdering babies. We have sexual predators and pedophilia and transgenderism like crazy. Crime and materialism. This is all the fruit of your man-made religion, sir.
Oh, Catholicism could cause
and,
that?
And the denominations?
Would never claim that or want to claim that.
Well,
look at Humana Vitae.
Look at your body.
1970s or 1960s.
Look at the body. And let me give you another one.
Refute that? Okay.
Refute what?
Humana Vitae, Pope Paul VI.
Okay.
Named like, literally like the only institution in the world that was naming that the pill was a wrong thing.
Okay.
Right? That's pretty, like it was a prophecy thing. And if this would happen, that there would be hurt from marriages.
No doubt.
You can't full sell name the Catholic Church.
No doubt. If I look at the Mormons.
No, you're saying, but the
Mormons have things, some things right.
Anyone that's Catholic is going to go to hell.
They're going to go to hell. Catholics will go to hell unless they leave their faith.
Way too stark of a
thing. I can look at the Mormons and find truth.
I guess I have one more.
I can look at the Mormons and find truth. I can look at Jehovah's Witness and find truth.
I've listened to a lot of what you said.
Yeah.
And I've taken it in.
Yeah.
But everything of what you're saying is like, your authority comes from the Word of God, right?
Absolutely.
Who put the Word of God together?
Who put the Word of God together? It wasn't the Roman Catholics. It was already written. The Council of Nicaea came together to put down some heresies. The Roman Catholic Church was not even established then. There wasn't even any popes for centuries. The Word of God was already written long before those men brought it together, and it comes from Paul, and it comes from John and Peter, and from Jesus, not from your Pope system. So you refute that article, and in love, if you don't repent of Roman Catholicism, you're going to lose your soul. You need to repent.
Sir, I don't know.